I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Bad decisions with fireworks. They populate the I Can't Believe It's News stories this time of the year. And right now, I am looking at the face of a very glum-looking individual. This is his mugshot, 44-year-old guy by the name of Matthew Morrison of Crestview, Florida. He is actually frowning in his mugshot. He was arrested Saturday. He was at a friend's house. Now, he was not sleeping in the house. This is in the middle of the night. He was sleeping in a tent outside of his friend's house when...
You know, we had some of that going on this weekend at my house.
The excitement overtook him in the middle of the night. I guess he heard fireworks off in the distance and said, you know what? I'd like to play around with my fireworks, too. So he got out a bunch of firecrackers, and he went inside his friend's house. And he thought, you know, the funny thing to do here would be, my friend's got a 9-year-old. She's asleep. I'll just light off a whole string of these things right underneath her bed and scare the crap out of her.
Throw some lady fingers under there.
Yeah, that was not a good move because it scared that 9-year-old, and the dad was infuriated, and he called police, and the cops came over, and they arrested this 44-year-old guy, and they found a whole bunch of firecrackers in his pockets and some meth as well.
Well, in Salina, Kansas.
Meth and firecrackers.
See your knucklehead, and I raise you a knucklehead from Salina, Kansas. This is Tuesday morning, 5 a.m. Guy hears noises in his basement, and he goes downstairs to find a burglar in his house. But the burglar was trapped. This 39-year-old guy named Jamie Sanders had broken into the house, and the homeowner had an inversion table downstairs in the basement. If you know what an inversion table is, it's one of those things that looks like a seesaw. It's basically, and you strap your ankles in at the bottom, and then you can
What does that do for
it
you?
It stretches out your back. And
good for your back.
Good for your back and creates, you know, like separation of your vertebrae, I think, and takes the pressure off your... Anyways, the guy got on the inversion table, strapped his ankles in. Hey, I'm going to try this out. Well, he flipped himself over backwards and didn't have enough of the, didn't have enough core strength to pull himself back over.
By himself?
Yeah. And so then he's upside down.
Well, that's going to kill you.
Well, his head starts getting dizzy, a little woozy after a couple minutes of that. You know, I've been on one a couple times, and it is a little awkward.
But couldn't that kill you if you're,
probably if you stayed
long enough and all that blood
down. So he starts yelling, because I'm starting to fade here. And the homeowner hears the guy yelling, goes downstairs, and he's strapped onto the inversion table.
Yeah, didn't we have a story, and I Can't Believe It's News, about a guy in a tree stand?
Yeah.
And he got
tangled in his ropes or his harness
down,
or whatever. Yeah.
He got upside down, and the flow of the blood, and nobody was there to help him for like 24 hours or something, and he was done. That was it. Adios. All right, I want to stress that the two people in this story were sober, okay? This story comes to us from Texas. This was last week. A couple of lost hikers in a state park there. They got lost. They knew the park pretty well, or thought they did, but they got lost when they got scared. They started hearing noises, and they panicked, and they thought, oh, my God, it's one of those wild hogs that we're hearing out in the distance. Let's run for it.
With the tusks and everything.
We got to get moving.
Snorting, mean.
So they hear the wild pig. They hear him out there. And so they're running. They're running as fast as they can, and they find a tree. Let's go up this tree. And they book it up the tree. And they get up that tree, and they're up there, and they believe that they are safe. And then they realize they don't really know where they are in the park, but they're up a tree, and they're frightened. So the two of them are up. This is a man and a woman. They call 911 from the tree, reporting that they're lost and that a feral pig is out there to get them. And please, hurry and get here as soon as you can, because we can hear the growling of that pig. And they said, all right. 911 authority said, all right. What the police are going to do for you here is they're going to turn on their truck siren and listen for that siren, okay? And then you'll know that they're coming, okay? So the folks were like, well, all right, well, thanks. And so then they do that, and then the officer gets out of his vehicle and then is looking around and going around the park. Where are these people up in the tree? And then finds the people up in the tree. And they don't want to come down because they are hearing the pig again. Can you hear that? Can you hear the pig? And the officer's like, what are you talking about? No, listen, quiet, listen. You hear that noise. And the officer says, that's the noise that you heard that had you climb up, that had you run and climb up this tree. Yes, that's the noise. The officer said, that is not a feral pig. That is the sound of cars crossing rumble strips on the highway. That's the noise you're hearing. Listen again. Oh, okay. That's what that is. Now, if I were the officer, I would have just left them up in the tree, but the officer decided to bring them down, and I guess they're...
And test them for drugs.
They're okay.
I can't believe it's news.
They're 100% sober. They were completely sober, which is really the most frightening aspect, I think, of this story.